welcome Arthur Kimberly Brooks. Kimberly, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Just fine. Just great. Kimberly is in from Detroit. She's going to be at Vivo's for the book club luncheon. Now, that's invitation only. Plus, she's going to be at a book signing at Heaven and Earth. Her book is called He's Fine, But Is He Saved? Kimberly, let's talk a little bit about that book. He's Fine, But Is He Saved? Being a woman, what's the first thing you guys look for, you know, when you see a man?
That's the key. He's fine, but is he saved? That's the main question that we as Christian women of God should ask not only ourselves, but the brother that's trying to holler. You look good, but are you saved? Do you have Jesus as your Lord? So that's just the major thing of the novel. Basically, it's about three single women and the different challenges that they go through while they're believing God and praying for Mr. Right. And it kind of talks about their three different lives and the different things that they go through.
Now, these three different women, is one of those women you?
That's a great question, AJ. And actually, one of them would be me. It would be the one, Michelle.
Michelle, okay.
I'll do a quick breakdown. We got Sandy. Sandy's a babe in Christ. She just got saved. So she kind of makes a lot of mistakes with men. Then you have Liz. She's on the total opposite end. She's been saved a while. She got the long skirt to quote every scripture, and she feels she needs no man but Jesus. So she gives men a hard time. Now, the one in the middle, Michelle, the one that's more similar to myself than the other two, she's the more balanced character. She's a successful career woman. She wants to be married one day, but she's not putting herself out there chasing men. And so she ends up dating someone in her church. And I don't want to give anything away, but that character, a lot of her thought process is similar to my own with the different situations she gets into. So,
let me ask you something. You mentioned about dating men in the church. Is there a turn off, say, for instance, if a woman sees this man, dates him in the church, and then it doesn't turn out the way she wants, and then maybe she wants to move away from religion? Is that sort of a turn off then?
Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of people, that's something that you definitely don't want to happen. You have this idea that just because you meet someone in church and they may have a Bible with them and they may even can quote scripture and say hallelujah on time and praise the Lord with the pastor, but that doesn't necessarily mean that their heart is sincerely living for God and that they even want to live for God. A lot of times women can be deceived. I call it the wolves in sheep's clothing, where they pray after, you know, the women in the church, you know, they want them a nice clean woman and different things like that. The key is for a woman that may come up against that is to not get discouraged and to remember that your main focal point and your main purpose for going to church is to get fed the Word of God and to grow spiritually. Definitely, if the relationship is over, you can end that and you just have to move forward, but don't allow the devil to cause you to run away from the church, because that, you don't want that to happen, because God wants you to grow spiritually still.
We're talking to Kimberly Brooks. She has the book, He's Fine, But Is He Saved? And Kimberly, I heard you ran out of books. You do have more books for the signing?
I do. I will be at a book signing. Now, the book signing is open to everyone. It is today from 4 to 6 p.m. It is going to be at the Heaven and Earth in the Janus Shopping Center on 5900 East Virginia Beach Boulevard in Norfolk. And again, that's 4 to 6 p.m. I would be more than happy to sign the books for you. And I have more books because they said that they were out. So I'm here with more books.
Okay. Kimberly Brooks, don't forget the book signing. Janus, the Janus Shopping Center in Norfolk. So step on out there, pick up the book, and you're definitely going to enjoy it. Three characters. Why three different characters like that? Three different attributes that they have.
Well, I wanted them to represent three different levels or in their spiritual development with God. The three characters are friends, and their personalities, though they're so different, they are there for one another and encourage each other. And then just with the different levels, a lot of people who read the novel, they always tell me they can either find themselves in one, if not all three characters, or one girl told me that, it was like, you read my diary. You've been reading my diary? Because it really gets into the thoughts of what single women are thinking while they're waiting to be found. So I just wanted to show the three different levels of one's spiritual development, because so many people think, okay, once you get saved, okay, that's it. But that's not it. You're not going to be an automatic spiritual giant overnight. You have to grow in the Word, and you have to grow with relationships with other people. So the three friends, they have relationships with each other, and they're there for each other to encourage each other.
Finally, it's going to be the book club luncheon. It's going to take place at Bebo's with Stephanie, right?
Right.
And this is invitation only. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, now.
I'm like, yes.
Thank you, Stephanie.
I've already emailed them. They know.
Okay, so that's invitation only at Bebo.
And I must say this, I would love for everyone to join us for these book club luncheons. Just remember, when we read a book, you want to talk to the author, just write me. We'd love for you to come.
Okay. Thank you, Stephanie. Kimberly, finally, what do you want people to get from this book? What do you want them to really get? What's the heart of this book?
Well, I really want them to see three Christian women who live a lifestyle wanting to serve and please God. So then they may make mistakes, but I'm thinking that they're different for that. And also, even though it's a fiction novel, a lot of people tell me that the book ministers to them, and it allows them to think about their own lives and how it encourages them. So I really want them to be encouraged and inspired by the words in the Bible, but also entertained. Know that he's fine, but if he's saved, it's definitely something we want to make sure before we enter into a serious relationship, you want to be equally yoked.
Well, Kimberly, it's been a pleasure. We thank you for coming past. Once again, let folks know that it's at the Janum Shopping Center, the book signing, Kimberly Brooks, and the book is called He's Fine, But Is He Safe? Kimberly, it has been a pleasure, and thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
Kimberly Brooks on Star 94.1.